Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning. You are listening to NABWIC, the National Association of Black Women in Construction, Blog Talk Radio Show, founded to increase the national awareness of black women in the construction industry. NABWIC is the charge and takes the charge for black women to advocate for further opportunities to its members. Our mission as a core foundation is to strengthen the building blocks of new educational, entrepreneurial, professional, and social network connections. The vision of NABWIC is to build long-lasting strategic partnerships with first-rate organizations and individuals that will provide groundbreaking and innovative solutions for black women in construction and their respective communities. We invite you to call or text or email family, business associates, or friends and tell them that we are on the air right now, or they can join us on the internet by logging in to www.blogtalkradio.com/NABWIC or by phone at 714-459-3918 and press 1 to join our conversation with questions or comments.
Good morning and welcome to NABWIC Talk. I'm your host, Jada Williams. It is a great pleasure to be here with you this morning. As the commercial just said, I have to repeat it. I have to ask you to follow, like, and share on all your different social media platforms that you are hanging out with NABWIC, the National Association of Black Women in Construction, or just head over to our website at www.nabwic.org and engage with us. Yes, check out our calendar. You can see when our next events are coming up and our different committees, when we meet and when we organize and get the work done, which our main event that's coming up that we hope to see you at in your red shirt after you click that join now button. Yes, you got to click the join now button. We want to see you in your red shirt at our NABWIC, the National Association of Black Women in Construction strategic planning meetings that will be going on in Washington, D.C., alongside the Congressional Black Caucus meetings as well, conference as well. So this is absolutely an amazing morning in NABWIC world. So we have so much information to go through, but as well, as I always love to do, we also have a studio full of amazing women this morning. So this morning, alongside me, no other than Ms. Ann McNeil, the master builder, Ms. Jackie Perry of JP and Associates, and Ms. Ursula Odom of Solar Soup, helping you with your book writing process. Your book writing process, telling you, it is a packed show this morning. Good morning, Ms. Ann. How are you?
Jada, I tell you every week, if I were any better, Jada, I would be you. And today, as we share with our audience, Jada, it is an awesome opportunity to talk with NABWIC leaders about our annual strategic planning meeting and the Congressional Black Caucus event. We want to remind all of the listeners that, like the commercial said, we are the voice of black women in construction. And I contend that we're the voice of the construction industry, not just black, but we're the voice of the industry. And as I was contemplating and just thinking about our podcast this morning, I started going back in my memory banks and asked myself the question, Jada, why do I go to Washington every year? And it took me back to 1992 when the first African American was elected to the congressional seat from Florida, Miss Carrie P. Meeks. 1992, a group of us from Miami accompanied her to Washington to see and experience this momentous occasion, having one of our own represent us from the state of Florida in that seat. Now, even though the Congressional Black Caucus was founded way before she got there, but from 1992, Jada, I have never missed a caucus meeting since 1992. And so when this idea of forming this phenomenal organization called NABWIC surfaced, it helped me to realize that the benefits I achieved personally from attending the caucus every year. First, it was about the parties, Jada. I know you don't know about parties. I know you don't know about that, Jada. Okay. But in the beginning, for me, it was all about the parties, Jada. Everybody was having a party. And every night. And
I mean, we're only VIP everywhere we go when we go.
Absolutely. So. But Jada, in the beginning in 1992 into the 2000s, it was about the parties. And eventually, as I grew, vision for why it was important to continue to go to the caucus group. And so when this idea of forming this phenomenal organization called NABWIC came up for me, I started bringing people and meeting people. So I just want the world to know our goal is to have 100 that we're bringing, because we will meet 1,000 that have already registered. And so the ladies today are going to talk about their experience and why it's important to go. And if you can't go, plan to send somebody, right? And so I will let that go, but I just had to just mention that this going back in my mind and reflecting, why is it that I go every year? And then I talk other people into coming to meet me there. And so this year will be our largest caucus, and like I said, we already have over 1,000 people registered to participate with us at our Congressional Black Caucus reception. And so I am just so excited to be here to listen to these phenomenal NABWIC women talk about why it's important for them to go or send their members. So, Jada, let's get this party started.
Of course. Yes, indeed. I know for me, I have been several times, and getting a seat at the table, rubbing elbows, and seeing the work, the magic happens is absolutely amazing. My first time out, I met Jesse Jackson and a lot of resilient leaders. All of our South Florida leaders will be there. People from Detroit, from all over the country will be at the conferences, and NABWIC is the voice that makes the wave, and they see us coming in our red shirts. I will put a stamp on that. But we will be right back after this quick commercial break to talk more with NABWIC leaders of the fastest growing organization for Black women after this commercial break.
Join the National Association of Black Women in Construction as they host another virtual $1 billion luncheon on October 5th, 2022 at 11:45 a.m. This luncheon will introduce small businesses to public-private partnerships, also known as P3s, and the difference these partnerships can make to their bottom line. You will learn about the opportunities for smaller firms to do business with state or federal agencies and higher education institutions who are looking to partner with private teams to complete million-to-billion-dollar projects. Meet and hear from public entities such as SANDAG, Georgia Department of Transportation, and more, as they share more than $1 billion in contracting opportunities. Go to Eventbrite to register. Just search for NABWIC and look for NABWIC Billion Dollar Luncheon. Register today to join us on October 5th, 2022 at 11:45 a.m.
Welcome back to NABWIC Talks this morning. NABWIC Talks, we are talking with the leaders of the National Association of Black Women in Construction. We have three of our active leaders that's going to talk to us about their entrepreneurship, their advocacy, and politics as they prepare for their strategic planning meetings and the Congressional Black Caucus Conference in Washington, D.C. We have in the studio this morning Ms. Diane King Flowers out of Northeast Chapter, and that is mostly Jacksonville. I always put Ms. Diane with Jacksonville, but to state it correctly, it is our Northeast Florida area. We also have Ms. Lonnie Schultz-Sangster out of North Carolina and Ms. Unique Ziamara out of our Atlanta chapter. Good morning, ladies. How are you?
Good morning. Doing
good
great.
Morning. Good morning.
Okay, okay. Well, the studio is packed, like I said already this morning. So I'll just start with you real quick, Miss Diane King Flowers, out of our Northeast area. Could you tell us a little bit about yourself and your current roles and your business or your company for our listeners this morning?
Yes, thank you, Jada. Again, Diane King Flowers. Well, I'm an entrepreneur. I've got a few focuses, wear a few hats, but for the last over 20 years, I've been a licensed insurance agent. I'm at this time specializing in benefits, so that's my most of my time committed to that. I also have a construction company. It's called Deconstruction. That's how I got tied into NABWIC. We have some great past performances, and at this time we're under construction. I got some great focuses that I'm focusing on, really excited about some new things that Deke's going to be doing here in the very near future. So that's me.
Beautiful, beautiful, Miss Diane. I know that you are looking forward to all of the different meetings that you are hosting, and I just seen that absolutely amazing Heart, Hats, and Heels that you guys had up there in Northeast Florida. So welcome to NABWIC Talk.
Thank you.
Good morning, Ms. Lonnie Schultz-Sangster out of North Carolina, one of our newest members, but do not get it twisted. She is caught up on the NABWIC culture and has hit the floor with her boots on. How are you?
Good morning, ladies. How are you doing? Thank you for having me. I'm doing well, preparing for the first CBC next week.
Beautiful, beautiful. And as you are preparing for your first NABWIC strategic planning meeting and will be attending the Congressional Black Caucus conferences, how do you plan on using your current roles to prepare for your travels?
I've taken the lead. I'm Central Florida. We've been around. We're going towards chartering. And for Central Florida, you know, we're in the middle. I have the Northeast Florida area. We have Miami to our right, and we have Tampa. It's a great thing to see everyone together. And I'm going to take this leadership role just to learn from everyone what our best practices, how can I make ourselves more successful. Don't reinvent the wheel. I have so many great ladies to learn how to create a successful chapter and membership. I am ready to speak to everyone from the school with. So I am there to learn and to get the Central Florida area chartered.
Beautiful, beautiful. Thank you so much, and we always love your passion working in the Central Florida area. Thank you this morning. Good morning, Ms. Unique Ziamara. I'm sorry, I'm calling your name backwards like we're in the Army. Ms. Ziamara Unique, good morning. Welcome to NABWIC Talk. Tell us a little bit about yourself. I know you've been to the NABWIC strategic planning meetings before, but talk a little bit on your roles and what you're currently doing in CMPS.
Okay, good morning, everyone. Thank you so much for having me this morning, and I'm really excited to be here. So, again, my name is Xiomara Yannick, and I do business development for CMTS. We are a construction management firm that has been in business since 1984. Now, I know this is always about entrepreneurship. However, I am really excited to say that I work for a family-owned business, and there's nothing more like it to be able to support an organization like CMTS to see the organization grow. I have been working with them for over a decade now, and I'm really excited as we just recently won one of the best firms to work for 2022. I have been with NABWIC. I've been with NABWIC. I joined in 2019, right before the pandemic. And I was really, really, really excited to be a part of this organization, to come to a place where there are other women, like-minded women, who are working in an industry that is a white male-dominated industry. So I always like to tell, especially my membership pool, when we have our meetings and we talk, it's more to it about just doing the work. We know we can do the work, but it's beyond that. We have so many other stressors in our life that comes together that allows us to succeed not just in our work but also in our personal lives. And that's one of the reasons why I like being a member of the organization. I am currently the president for the Atlanta chapter. I am excited. We have had wonderful presidents before that I am just following in their footsteps. Stacy, who was the president before me, has really kept the organization going here in Atlanta, especially through the pandemic. And now our leadership team this year is really working on taking it to the next level. Why the strategic meeting is important in attending the Congressional Black Caucus? It's a way to get members engaged. We are working on really bringing out people. We are coming, seven of us are attending the meeting in D.C., and why I am so excited about that is because I truly believe when you feel that you're a part of something, you encourage people to be a part of it as well. In addition to that, we will get the opportunity to meet a lot of the politicians here in Atlanta. We'll be there in D.C. as well, and it helps bring our community closer. It helps us connect and to really kind of be on that personal basis. So I am really excited, and I'm looking forward to being in D.C., not only with my team here in Atlanta, but also with all of my other sisters nationwide in the organization.
Yes, indeed. Well, congratulations on CMTS, on their award for being the best company firm to partner with. That's a great, great accolade there. But yes, as we mentioned, NABWIC is the best way to go when you are traveling with NABWIC. You are not only getting your voice heard within the organization, a part of the strategic planning meetings within the national organization, you are being put in the room as well as getting the opportunity to meet the different politicians. And like we both mentioned, your local politicians, your state politicians, they are there and they love to see you, and they actually take the time to speak and meet and hear what you have to say. So great point that you mentioned, Ms. Ziamora.
Thank you.
Our Atlanta president. And I remember you joining, and it was like an awkward time joining any organization during the pandemic, trying to travel, meet, and also maintain an organization and having meetings at the same time. But the resiliency, of course, we got it. It's NABWIC. So moving right along, if you haven't already, grab your notes and your pen. As we always like to say, you have to catch these golden nuggets because Ziamora has come out of the gate this morning ready to go, dropping all the knowledge. So, Ms. Diane King Flowers, you are one of our strongest leaders in our Northeast Florida area up there in Jacksonville alongside Ms. Jackie Perry. What areas are your key focuses? As you know, the organization is getting prepared to go to the strategic planning meetings. I know we do our mid-year annual reports or things of that nature. How does that work for you and your area? And could you share some of the goals maybe?
Okay, well, our goals here in Northeast Florida, Jacksonville, we're continuing to look to build strategic alliances as we're building our chapter. So, of course, our hard hit, head and heels. We've been meeting, you know, people that we can definitely look to partner with. We have some people that's definitely going to join arms with us. Some of our, of course, we have our corporate sponsor, and we're looking for a couple of other corporate sponsors. I'm attending some of the meetings so that we can continue to add more to our chapter. For an example, Duval County Schools here have a lot of projects that's
coming up, and they reached out to NABWIC. Actually, I got a call about partnering with them to bring more minorities to the table and get them licensed and get them certified and get what they need so they can be a player in this repairing our schools. So I went to that meeting last week, and I'm looking to continue to go to those meetings so they can help me get my certification so that I can encourage other people to get their certifications so that we can definitely have more, positive output in Northeast Chapter, because we're going to be bringing more people to this opportunity that's being given for other minority contractors, painters, and everyone else that will get certified. So I want to definitely, lead the way in that endeavor, and we're excited about moving forward with this opportunity.
Okay, real quick, because you've mentioned certifications and getting certified several times. For our new listeners, or someone that is new in the business, or they might be working for a company or a small business and they could add value to that company, what certifications are you referring to?
Well, they have several, and I'm sorry I don't have the exact list. I don't know if Jackie can help me with
it. No, just give an example. I know there's a list, but... What are your focuses?
Okay, so that they can be certified to actually do business, so they can actually get a 5-year contract, actually, is really what they're offering. Painters, floor people can do work with floors, any trade. So you're looking for tradesmen, brother there. I've talked to one of the ladies there. She's not a licensed contractor, but the way she's positioned herself, it's 4 different lines of certifications, and I'm sorry I can't tell you all 4 because I'm new to the table, but I'm at the meetings. I will continue to go to the meetings so that all that I'm going to, the 4 certifications that they will help us to have is actually what I'm going for, and I'm sorry I can't give you the certifications, but it's a part of the construction industry, and so I'm looking to learn and move and grow with that myself.
Of course, of course. And just to throw a few out there, I know that Ms. Diane King Flowers is mentioning making sure your business is registered. A lot of businesses are not registered with their local counties, or to be able to do business within a municipality or an industry specifically like the school system, or the hospitals, or what area is your niche that we like to mention. You'll want to reach out and see what registrations you need and certifications, along with being, certified as a minority-owned business, a woman-owned business, different things of that nature that we go through in the construction industry. And also our National Education Committee that is ran under Ms. Rhonda and Ms. Dominique McNeil, we host and teach a lot of the different certifications and trainings, whether it's specifically for your industry. You might be working on becoming a CPA. You might be working on becoming certified as a project manager. We also have these different classes or courses or guests that come in and give different trainings. Another example that comes to the top of my head is OSHA. I know, Ms. Diane, we are very busy on our Saturday mornings with our national committee on these Zoom trainings. So great mention there. Ms. Lonnie, coming out of the Central Florida area, being new but being mighty and resilient and getting the work done, moving the organization forward there and getting connected in the community and the local area, what are your goals?
For the Central Florida area, we have a lot going on in Central Florida. As Diane and Zimara have mentioned, there's a lot of money coming through. We have in Central Florida, the pennies and sales tax that will bring about $600 million extra in additional revenue to Central Florida for the next 20 years if voted on and approved. We have the infrastructure bill. We have the Orlando Airport that's going to go through expansion. Osceola County, Florida just got a $50 million grant from the state for Neo City. So we are positioning ourselves to be at the table when these opportunities become available so that we can tell our members, hey, here's what's going on. please make sure you're minority, you know, if you're certified to work for the state, get your business tax license done. We are going to set, let's just say, a game plan for them. Here's what's available for you. Here's what you need to have in order to have access for that. We are at the table preparing this work for you. We can help you to get prepared. So when it, you know, stay ready so you don't have to get ready. That's what we're going to be doing. And NABWIC has all these different training, different sorts of training available. So, you know, let's say Orange County comes up or Osceola County comes up. We have people who live here. We have people who are at the table. We can help you get straight to the door. So that's our plan. We've identified monies and the projects that are available in Orange County, and we're ready to help our members in Central Florida and also other counties because, you know, we just found out if you're a registered general contractor in the state of Florida, you're reciprocal with North Carolina and Tennessee. So if we have other members in North Carolina, you know, who are looking to move to Florida, guess what? Some paperwork, and you can be in the door with us. So we're learning all these things. We are ready to show our members we're in there, and we can help you grow your business.
Yes, indeed. And there are other states on that list that we're reciprocal to, so listen, if you're not catching these nuggets, I do not know why not. Ms. Lonnie, thank you so much for those comments. And we probably might need to come back with another hashtag, you know, stay ready so you won't have to get ready. We love our hashtags on NABWIC Talk. Thank you so, so much. It might switch out that book list for the things you need to get ready for and that's on the line. So, Ms. Zianique. Ms. Ziamora, I don't know why I keep wanting to call you by your last name. It's just calling me this morning. Ms. Ziamora, I know that you are mighty at over at CMTS, and we've mentioned that it is a family-owned business, and we know that you're out of Atlanta, but I know that we have some CMTS members here locally. Could you let us know where CMTS has their reach? Because sometimes when we say family, we think small, but they are big players in the construction industry, right?
Thank you. And I would like to say, yes, we are. And we have, I like to say, Yvonne likes to always say we're a small business with a large footprint. So the best way to state is that we are located in several offices nationwide, and I always start on one of the coasts. So I'll start from the West Coast. We have offices in Seattle, Washington, Portland, Oregon, Los Angeles, California. Then we have also offices in Houston, Texas, Dallas, Texas, Denver, Colorado, Nashville, Tennessee. We are also in Florida. We're in Fort Lauderdale. We are in Tampa. We're in Orlando. We are in Jacksonville. We also have an office in the USVI, Atlanta, Georgia, where I am, Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, and New York City.
Yes, indeed, and we love Miss Yvonne here in the organization. I think she is alongside our Northeast Florida or Central Florida area. I'm not sure, but I know it's one of those, and you guys are always sponsoring and giving, yes, and getting the work done and making sure your voice is heard. So we appreciate that, but how do you – as you're preparing, you're one of our seasoned members, becoming one of our seasoned members as you've been groomed through prior presidents, making waves. What are you doing to prepare as you get ready to go to the NABWIC strategic planning meetings? Because you are in an executive role in your company, so I know you guys have goals and missions and a plan, as well as how do you merge that with what you have going on within NABWIC organization in your volunteership roles?
Thank you. Well, you know, I believe it's all one. It all works together. And the reality is I personally don't operate separately, because what happens is just that what benefits NABWIC can also benefit CMTS. and vice versa. What can benefit TMTS can also benefit the membership, our membership base at NABWIC. So I don't ever look at it as one. Now, do I have to wear different colors? Yes, because NABWIC is red, TMTS is blue. So, you know, that's where, you know, may lie, but I never, ever separate. At this point in time, our goal is to go to show our faces and to be known and to make the connections. That's what's most important. It goes back to the old saying, people want to work with people they like. People push people they know and who are doing things. So it's all about making sure that we are, that we're in front of the politicians, that they know we are here, they know we are present, so that way we can all get work. Because if one of us grows, we all grow.
Yes, indeed. And if I had bells and whistles and all the extra buttons in the studio, I would be pushing them right now, making all of them go off. And that is genuinely what NABWIC, the National Association of Black Women in Construction, is all about and our mission. Listen, it's all in one. It's you. For you and your business and your company and in what you do in NABWIC, you're going to grow and stay up at all times. We're going to come back with after this quick commercial break because Ms. Ziamara is just blowing up the studio with her words of wisdom, as well as Ms. Diane King Flowers and Ms. Lonnie Schultz. Thank Lord that you're listening in to NABWIC Talk.
We are so excited to have you listening to NABWIC, the National Association of Black Women in Construction Blog Talk Radio Show. Please call, text, or email family, business associates, or friends and tell them that we are on the air right now, or they can join us on the internet by logging in to www.blogtalkradio.com/NABWIC or by phone at 714-459-3918 and press 1 to join our conversation with questions or comments. Please follow us on Facebook, Twitter, and LinkedIn. Don't forget to follow us by liking our page and post your questions or comments. NABWIC's intent is to always go into the high schools and colleges to encourage our young black girls and women to enter into the construction industry and to take interest into the STEM programs that are offered. We encourage you to listen to this show or past shows on the internet by logging in at www.blogtalkradio.com/NABWIC. Thank you, and we're back.
Yes, we're back on NABWIC Talks, and I'm going to give you some NABWIC news you can absolutely use real quick as you're preparing to travel for the National Association of Black Women in Construction Strategic Planning Meetings. And if you haven't already started planning to travel because you haven't registered or you don't know where your hotel is, it's no problem. We have it all figured out for you. All you have to do is go on our website, get the information there at www.nabwic.org, or just go over to Eventbrite. It's on Eventbrite. You can register directly for our meetings and get the hotel information. Yeah, we're in the city. We take over D.C. In our red shirt with all the other politicians and business leaders and community leaders. So it's going down September 28th through the 30th. We will have our National Association of Black Women in Construction reception. We have our reception. We ask, you know, things that you should put in your suitcase or your little black dress or, you know, your tie suit, whatever, business casual, because you will be networking and in the room with different individuals. We host that every year at the Washington, D.C. City Club. So, you know, we just lay it out for you, red carpet, everything. And then we follow up with our members meeting. If you are not a member, we hope that you go ahead and join. You will have the opportunity to join as well, but you can come and join us in our meetings and have your voice heard. All of the mid-year reports should be in. You want to make sure that your voice is heard, the passion, and be involved with the organization. Meet and network your different sister or brother, because we are not an organization just full of women. It's the best time to travel. And then we have our board meetings as well. So we hope to see you in Washington, D.C. with us. If not, you can catch us at our next billion-dollar luncheon that will be going on in October. We're back to NABWIC Talks with our leaders, Ziamara Unique out of Atlanta, Georgia, Ms. Diane King Flowers out of Northeast Florida, and Ms. Lonnie Schultz-Sangster out of Central Florida. Welcome back to NABWIC Talks. So, ladies, you guys have shared with us your goals and what you're currently doing and what you're looking forward to as we prepare to travel for our strategic planning meetings. What would be your biggest tip that you could think of that you would like to share with someone as they're preparing, Ms. Ziamara?
Come with an open mind. Be ready to network. Be ready to meet people.
Perfect. Because we are at the top of the hour, so I hope you're catching that. Be ready to work. Come with an open mind. Be ready to network. I know we're a little shy sometimes when we get around a large group of people. There will be some new members, but everyone is not, 10 years into NABWIC. So we're very friendly. It's a safe place. Ms. Diane King Flowers, what are your expectations of your members as they come back from the strategic planning meetings? What are you looking forward to hearing or implementing?
Well, I'm looking forward to them. I know Jackie is going as well as Carlina. They're going to come and share. We want to hear all that happens. This is a very busy season in the fall. Hopefully next year I'll make plans to be there. I can maybe have things a little bit more set up in my world that I'm not so busy. Would love to join them next year. But they're going to bring back the energy as well as the tidbits, being in the circle of, women like yourself, Jada, and Ms. Ann McNeil is going to definitely roll over, and they're going to bring some of that information and energy back to our meeting, and we're looking forward to having them back safely. Thank you for asking.
Thank you, of course. And Ms. Lonnie Schultz-Sangster, and we got to make sure we say that, Sangster. I love messing with you. As you are traveling, we already know this is going to be your first year, but you have a lot of things going on. You have your numbers, your facts down. What are you most looking forward to bring back to Central Florida?
I would say a confidence in yourself. When you're an entrepreneur and you're a Black female entrepreneur in construction, you tend to be the only person in the room. And over a period of time, you tend to suffer from the, I think it's the imposter syndrome. You really don't believe that you can do it. You really don't believe that it is and it can be. And going to an arena such as the CBC and being around your fellow NABWIC members, you're there to see, hey, not only are you not the only one in the room, this is your normal. This is your new normal. You are the owner. You are the operator. You are signing the check. It is not impossible for you. So when you come back into your sphere where, you're going to go back into that being the only person in the room, you know you have a support system and a backup where NABWIC is it. There are many people just like you, and the imposter syndrome is no more.
Yes, indeed. Well, this has been an absolutely amazing NABWIC talk. Radio podcast this morning with our leaders out of our different areas around NABWIC. We cannot wait to head up to our national strategic planning meetings and see each of you there as well as our different members. So I'm going to just wrap up the show there on a high note, Ms. Ziamara, Ms. Lonnie, and Ms. Diane King Flowers. Ladies, would you like to share any last comments?
I would like to just say thank you, and I look forward to seeing everyone next week.
I think it was
beautiful,
a great
Ms.
show,
Lonnie.
You're a great host, and I enjoy being here today. Thanks for having me.
Thank you so much,
yes,
Diane King Flowers.
Thank you, Ziamara. Thank you, Diane. It's great to be in the company of like-minded women who are successful, who are doing it, who are there to help you push and succeed, and looking forward to seeing everyone in person. It's going to be a great week.
Beautiful. Yes, indeed, it will be. This has been NAB Week Talks. Can't wait to see you next Wednesday morning at 8:30 a.m. on NAB Week Talks. Have a beautiful, blessed day.
This concludes our show. Thank you for listening to NABWIC, the National Association of Black Women in Construction. For more information about NABWIC and our membership, please visit us on the web at www.nabwic.org. We are the voice of Black women in construction. Have a great and prosperous day.